Well, hello, and thank you for calling today. This is Brother Jeff with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. If you have your Bible near, turn to the first epistle of Peter. I'd like to encourage you, continuing with our thoughts by the Word of God and the Word of God's power, the Word of God's authority, the love of the truth. It says here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Here Peter is referring to that beautiful discourse that Jesus told Nicodemus back in the third chapter of John. And he says, you're born again, but you're not born again of anything corrupted, anything man-made, anything constructed of man. This is by the word of God and by the power of God, the incorruptible seed of God's word. I just want you to know today that the Bible stands. It's amazing how weak, sinful man can be presented with this truth and either reject it or just fall in love with God, the Lord Jesus. His word and the power of it. The word has so much power that an unbeliever can just be convinced that this is holy writ. I don't understand how it happens, but it's a work of God. Part of being born again, trusting the same spirit that brought salvation to you and conviction to you, and you were born again. That same word bears witness with that spirit because the word is God. God is his word. He watches his word. And the word of God liveth. It's alive. Remember Hebrews says it's alive. It's quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, a discerner of the thought and intents of the heart. But the word of God will abide forever, as Jesus told us, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not my word. My word is eternal. It'll stand. As silver purified in the furnace of earth seven times, God will watch over his word. He will keep his word. He will perform his word. The incorruptible seed of the word of God is contrary to everything in the natural and the flesh. The natural man receives not the things of God because he's carnal. They are carnal. But the word of God is spiritual, and they that are spiritual will receive it. They that have been born again with this incorruptible seed. Here's a prophecy from Isaiah quoted by Peter. I believe that'd come from like Isaiah 40, verse 6 and 8. And here it's repeated in 1 Peter 1:24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. You just think of the greatest man on planet Earth that's done achievements, invented things, done great feats and honors and peacemaking and political things, all the things he's done. It says it's as grass. And the grass is here today, and the grass is gone tomorrow. The cow eats the grass, the deer eats the grass, the sun burns the grass, the frost kills the grass. Grass is a very temporary thing. And the glory of man as the flower of the grass, which if the grass is temporary, the flower of the grass is even more temporary. the grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away. And look at this majestic Mount Everest verse in 25. It says, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word by which the gospel is preached. This is a beautiful and a glorious reminder to us that we have in our presence the answer to everything we need. If we have the word of God, we can live with it. We can die with it. The Bible stands. So let's remember this and let's stand upon it. And let's read the word. Let's memorize the word. Let's speak the word. Let's post it on our gates. Let's put it, like Jesus said, as frontlets between your eyes. And the Old Testament, they would take it a little more serious to get this word out in their faces. The Jews today still do it. But what the beautiful thing is, if you don't hide it in your heart, it's no good. David in the Psalms said that he would hide God's word in his heart. Why? That he might not sin against God. The only way you and I are going to live victorious is by the fear of the Lord and the love of his word and the word working in our life, loving the truth. Let's remember this, and then we will grow and we will be like Jesus. Bless you today. Read your Bible and obey what you read. God bless you.